great to have you guys with us, and welcome to the Valley Outdoors. Good to see you, Ava.
It's good to be seen. I like Don's line. It's good to be seen.
Good to be seen?
If he's not here, who else is going to take over this very serious job?
He can't be seen. It's a problem.
We don't know where he is. He's gone.
No, he's AOL. He's gone.
Or no, AWOL.
A-W-O-L. AOL is a whole different thing.
It is.
Well, we got a lot of fun coming up, guys. We're going to be talking a little bit about propellers and what on your boat can be affected. Can your ride be improved? Can your speed be changed and improved? And what you can do about that. So that and more when we return.
Avid outdoorsmen know that heading to the field without all the advantages, not a good idea. Most importantly, a stable shooting platform. Having the right platform can be critical to success. Field Optics Research is the industry leader, offering the most advanced, lightest, and stable tripods on the market. It's stability you need when that once-in-a-lifetime shot is in your crosshairs. Field Optics, the ultimate tripod for hunting, shooting, long-range precision shooting, spotting scopes, and outdoor photography.
Links to Field Research Optics available on thevalleyoutdoors.com.
Eric Olson here, professional walleye tour champion, avid outdoorsman, and host of the Valley Outdoors radio show. Aquatic invasive species, or AIS, threatens not only our rivers and lakes here, but everywhere we boat. They come in many forms, and they love to hitch a ride to the next body of water on your boat or trailer. Join me to stop the spread of AIS by cleaning all weeds and aquatic material from your trailer before leaving the launch ramp. Drain live wells and clean areas that don't drain completely. Plus, don't forget to pull the plug. Clean, drain, dry. Together, we can make a difference.
Hey, Ava. Good to have you hanging.
It's good to have you, too.
I am happy. I'm, like, excited for the show today.
Are you feeling pretty good?
I am. And the reason I am is... We're going to be talking my language today.
He does a good job of explaining things to people that
may not understand.
Yeah, there's a lot of jargon that goes into
propping
props
a boat.
And boats. And
yeah, and this time of year is one of those situations where it's still maybe a little early for most, but it's not too early to say, hey, I've got some funky things going on my boat. I'd like to do this better. And we're going to have some great conversations about that. So stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss it. It's the last, going to be the last segment of the show and be kind of cool. So check that out. It's going to be kind of nice. Now, one of the fun things for me, remember last week I went off and did a rant about.
I remember that. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. I told a couple people about it and they were pleased that I did. Since then, you ever heard of something called Minfish?
No.
Okay. Ron Scherer is one of the guys involved with it. Babe Winkleman's involved with it. A lot of the top people in the industry that have been involved with the outdoors for many, many years. But Ron Scherer being one of those guys, a good friend of mine, good friend of the show. We had happened to be talking. And since Mille Lacs had come out. Now, this is not just about Mille Lacs. This is about how are natural resources being managed across multiple states. I don't care whether it's North Dakota, South Dakota, Minnesota, Wisconsin. That doesn't matter where. This is the headline. Angling advocacy organizations, this is MinFish, calls for the Minnesota DNR to re-examine Lake Mille Lacs data and methodology. The angling advocacy organizations led by Minnesota Fish, which is Sport Fishing Coalition, sent a letter to the DNR commissioner on Tuesday last week, citing their concerns about the walleye regulation for Mille Lacs. The DNR announced that walleye fishing, as we have talked about ad nauseum, said it's going to be catch and release only until mid-August. Mid-August is crazy. It blows me away. Minnesota anglers are well-conditioned by historical variability and highly restricted harvest levels have been placed on Mille Lacs in recent years. Yet, this particular decision and explanation of the data shared by the DNR does not seem to correlate with their experience. And we talked about this because the ice this year was horrible. Nobody got out. Businesses were down 90% in the Mille Lacs area. The letter to the DNR noted observations from area guides and resorters that the agency's test netting during increasingly warm water autumns is missing a solid percentage of the lake's walleyes, which is absolutely true. Ron Shera, president of MinFish, said many anglers this past winter observed the opposite of what the DNR is citing in justifying the regulations. The Mille Lacs anglers said he saw well-fed walleye and a plethora of perch and key walleye forage. The DNR maintains that it's seeing skinny walleyes thanks to the part the low forage base. Mille Lacs regulations that they sent out a news release raised a tremendous number of questions in the mind of anglers. And we as MinFish looked at it and said, whether DNR will do it or not, we think it's our responsibility to ask to take another look. Shera said there's still many unanswered questions about the regulations, and he hopes that the letter will encourage the DNR to step back and re-examine the methodology for 2024. What the DNR stated didn't necessarily go with what perceptions of anglers was, and that's a fair question. He also noted that the observations of the resorters and the agency's test netting in increasingly warm autumns is missing a solid percentage of the lake's walleyes that remain suspended in deeper water into the year. This is exactly what happened, and here's my two cents. 4 years ago, I went to Gull Lake, and I knew what was going to happen, and I knew the transitioning of walleyes to weed walleyes. Across the state, there's transition with cleaner water. What happens? Those fish do not hang where they used to. They do not stay out on the same test net areas that they've been in. I specifically asked, and I'm not going to say who, but the head of the DNR at that time, I said, so, you know, it's odd. The numbers are down. Are you still test netting at the same places? Knowing the zebra mussels that cleaned up the water, knowing that clear water is going to affect those fish. And you know what the answer was?
Yep.
Of course we're testing the same place. We have to. We have to check to make sure that that's going to, you know, that the netting is the same.
Which I get.
No, I don't.
Well, like, I get that they're trying to be consistent, okay, with where they're getting their data. But when the lake changes,
guess
the
what?
Fish are going to move different places.
Yeah. And it's a bunch of crap. And that's what we talked about last week. Let's make excuses. Wisconsin's excuse is what? Global warming. Minnesota's excuse, which is an hour away, is what? Oh, well, the forage base. Well, wait a minute. You're testing it in the worst possible time of the year. You're not checking it in spring when the fish are healthy. They're coming in to putting the feed bag on, and that's what's going on. It's sad. It's dumb. And my thanks to MN Fish. And if you're not a member of MN Fish, sign up. They are an advocacy group for us, the fishermen, and this is the kind of thing that they are going to push, and they will address this, and they will not let up on the pressure. And it's a lot of the top people across the state. Stay on it. Stay focused. Do not lose the eye on the prize. And that's, let's hold people accountable for what they should be doing in the correct way. Stay on that. That's all I got to say. Tell you what, we're going to be right back. We're going to be talking with a very key person in the prop world from PropMD. Brenton is going to be coming on, and you're going to learn more about props than you ever even knew you wanted to ask. Stay tuned. Coming right back.